From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Thousands of U.S. Marines and hundreds of Afghan troops have launched an offensive in southern Afghanistan. The region is a Taliban stronghold. NPR's Graham Smith has more.
Helicopters full of Marines took off in waves as dawn broke here in southern Afghanistan. Their goal? To seize control of the Helmand River Valley from the Taliban insurgents who call this area their homeland. Operation Khanjari is the largest air insertion the Marines have undertaken since the Vietnam War. This river valley has never seen a consistent coalition presence, and these Marines say they're here to change that, establishing posts all up and down the river and securing the major road that runs along it. The Marines coordinated their operation with British and other NATO forces and expect that the overall effort will last for months. So far, in this village, the operation has been quiet, although the ground convoy did encounter at least one roadside bomb, which they destroyed. Many of the Marines say they expect a Taliban response by nightfall. Graham Smith, NPR News in Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
U.S. military officials say insurgents have captured an American soldier in eastern Afghanistan. They say the man disappeared Tuesday, and the military is using all its resources to find him. South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea test-fired two short-range missiles today off its eastern coast. No details were given. Tensions between the Koreas are already high after Pyongyang's underground nuclear test on May 25th. Last month, the United Nations Security Council approved a resolution imposing sanctions on North Korea for that test and other missile firings. The U.S. is enlisting the help of China in implementing those sanctions. As the U.S. economy labors through what's being described as the worst recession since the early 1980s, the government is expected to release its latest figures on joblessness this morning. Most analysts are forecasting another rise in the unemployment rate. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
To find unemployment levels as high as they are now, you'd have to go back more than 25 years. And the consensus forecast from economists is the economy lost another 350,000 jobs last month. And economists think the unemployment rate will rise from May's 9.4%. Rich Yamron is chief economist at Argus Research and says things have improved, but just barely.
We're no longer losing 700,000, 600,000 jobs. I think that we're still going to be losing 400 or 300 or even 500,000 in coming months.
Many economists predict the unemployment rate could exceed the 10.8% level set in 1982, the highest U.S. jobless rate since the Second World War. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks rose on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 gained 4 points to end the day at 923. The Dow climbed 57 to close at 8504. The Nasdaq was up 10. This is NPR News from Washington. Actor Carl Malden has died. Although Malden was never Hollywood's idea of a leading man, he appeared in more than 50 films, earning an Oscar for his efforts. Malden died of natural causes yesterday at his home in California. He was 97 years old. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
What Carl Malden lacked in looks, he more than made up for with the passion and intensity he brought to his roles. A working-class guy from Gary, Indiana, Malden made his debut on Broadway in the 1930s in Clifford Odets Golden Boy. He played Mitch in the original production of A Streetcar Named Desire, then recreated that role in the film, winning an Academy Award for his portrayal of Blanche DuBois' shy suitor. He was nominated again in 1954 for his part as the street-tough priest in On the Waterfront.
So you've got a brother, eh? Well, let me tell you something. You've got some other brothers. And they're getting a short end while your Johnny's getting mustard on his face at the polo grounds.
Later generations knew Malden best for the 1970s TV series The Streets of San Francisco and as a pitchman for American Express. He last appeared on TV in 2000 in The West Wing. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
A young girl was reunited with her father in Paris today. She's believed to be the only survivor of a plane crash off the Comoros Islands Tuesday. She had clung to wreckage in the Indian Ocean for more than 13 hours before being rescued. Her mother is among the 152 people missing and presumed dead. This was the second Airbus to crash in a month. Later today, French investigators are to release their initial findings on why an Air France plane crashed into the Atlantic last month, killing all 228 people on board. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.